Father, we thank you for this brand new day. We welcome your presence, and we want to be in your presence. We thank you for the relationship that we have. We thank you, Lord, that you are God and that you never change, and that you're always there, and we can always call on you. We can always call on your mighty name. We thank you for this day. We ask that you would just guide us and lead us, quicken our hearts and minds, quicken our spirits on this day. Render new life in us, in the name of Jesus, so that today, our day is truly one that you've made. It's truly one in which we rejoice, and we are willing, able, and available to you to guide us. So we come with praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And we come with thanksgiving in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Bless our thoughts, our words, by your Holy Spirit, so quicken us that everything that we utter lines up with you, your plan and purpose for this day. This is a day of victory. This is a day of overcoming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, welcome to the Maximum Radio Network, and you're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. That's right. He is ruler over the entire globe. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and today is Wednesday, October the 30th in the year 2013. And if you have a birthday today, well, God bless you. Or if you don't have one, but you know someone that is having one, well, bless them. So blessings go out to those who were born on this date. And we thank God for them. And we pray that their lives would find its perfect alignment with the purpose for which God created them. Our theme today is He Left Heaven for Us. He left heaven for us. He didn't have to leave heaven, but He did it because of His great love for you and I. And we're looking at John chapter 3, the Gospel of John chapter 3, verse 13. And it's recorded there that it says, "No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven." And so why did he come down from heaven to us? He came to rescue you and I. We were in desperate conditions, conditions of lostness, conditions of darkness. So just for you and me, he left heaven, and it was a mission like no other. And that's how much the Lord loves us. Our conditions demanded intervention, and only he could intervene and bring any change because of our helplessness. So now we have a relationship with the Father through His Son, Jesus Christ, and therefore we know that when we pray, He hears us. Isn't that wonderful? Well, welcome to all of our prayer partners. Thank you for joining us, for being right on time and being available to the Lord to bring Him worship, bring Him praise. We are presenting our hearts to Him. We are bowing our knees to Him. We are admitting that He is God. That's awesome stuff. Well, on our prayer agenda today, I feel really pressed upon that we would pray for pastors, professors are on the front line of God's kingdom. They're right there moving and advancing the cause of Christ in the lives of individuals and communities and so forth, and in nations. And so we thank God for pastors. And being a pastor myself, I know what the challenges are. They're huge. You can only do them, meet the mission, so to speak, with God's help. So we want to intercede for pastors, those that have been called by him to serve in this special way, by being a shepherd over a flock. And that's a daunting task, to say the least. So we want to pray. We want to lift pastors up before the Lord today. We want to also lift up those that are involved in missions. They're going to various nations or in nations. There's domestic and foreign missions. And again, those are daunting tasks because there are many barriers that would make it difficult for one to do the mission. Barriers such as language, culture, politics, various things that are there that they must overcome in order to do the mission. So we want to pray for missionaries and those that are involved in local missions as well as foreign missions. So right off the top, that's something that we want to keep in mind on our agenda today. Well, thank you for joining us, and I'm in the process of opening up all of the lines so that you have the opportunity to share with us a praise report. And we're especially excited about something that together we have prayed on or about. Of course, all praise reports are welcomed. And if you have a prayer request, please feel free to mention that. We're here for that purpose, and I believe God wants us to ask. That's kind of, sometimes we feel that we don't need to or don't want to ask for whatever reason, but he loves his children coming to him with our request to, he's Father. We are his children. Which father does not want his children to come to him as they see or have need? And, of course, it's awesome when we can come on behalf of others who we are bridging the gap or in agreement with them. Now, your line is open, and we are open for requests even now. So I would encourage you to come forward, and then we'll pray for pastors, pray for ministries, pray for missionaries on today as a special focus. Okay, anyone with a prayer request or a praise report? Okay, while you're contemplating. Okay, praise the Lord. I hear a voice coming in. You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning to all of the saints that have risen to worship the King even on this day. We give him glory, we give him honor, and we give him all of the praise. And this morning, I would like for us to, I thank God for life. I thank him for his grace and his mercy. And this morning, I would like for us to remember the thousands of people that on tomorrow will be celebrating, quote unquote, this day called Halloween, and all that comes
with
it.
That's true. Yes.
So we would like to begin to pray even from today for all of the activities that will be taking place. You know that. This pagan, thing that will be taking place on tomorrow. So we can lift that up in prayer today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you for your praise report as well as your prayer request. That gives us opportunity to function in the gap. The gap
Pastor.
Yes. Yes.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Saints.
Good morning.
I just
want
to piggyback on what the sister had said about tomorrow. But tonight is staying initiating night. So we want to pray for that. So the game, that's the initiation night, the Bloods, the Crips, or whoever. So we need to commission God go before God about that.
Yes, I was just going to mention that. It's a time where just darkness is welcomed by many, and we want to set up spiritual barriers, spiritual. The scripture says the gates of hell. As Jesus said that, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, the gates of hell. Tonight and tomorrow are 2 days that the gates of hell feel permitted, because there's such a focus by human beings, particularly in this nation as such, on dark things such as Halloween and all of that stands for. So we're going to pray right now. Let us
see. If you could pray, Pastor, sorry to interrupt, but if you could pray especially too for the children who are innocent and they don't really understand, and they have to just go along with this you know, ritual.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. In fact, they're being led by parents. I've seen fathers walking down the street. I've seen fathers walking down the street with their little ones, hand in hand, the little ones dressed in various costumes, and the fathers are there as a parent to make sure that the child is protected from possible dangers. However, it would be so much greater and nicer for those same fathers to walk hand in hand with their children and their family to church to worship God. But here they're worshiping the darkness and the dark spirits, without even being aware that that is what in fact they're doing. They're bringing their children as sacrifices. They don't even realize. So let us pray about that. It's very serious stuff. Father, we come to you this morning because we know that these things are huge. And in ourselves, we cannot make the difference. We cannot do anything about it. However, you've given us authority. You've given us the power and the grace and the favor so that we can bind certain things in the earth, and they're already bound in heaven. And Father, right now, we are considering this Halloween, all the Halloween activities that are occurring and are being planned for this day and for tomorrow throughout this nation, that it would be restricted in the name of Jesus, that the enemy, we want to start with those that love God and those families that love God and that have children. We want to give them, we want you to give them the strength to resist the activities that are making up today and tomorrow that has to do with these dark celebrations, that you would give them the strength, Lord. We pray for a covering over all of them right now in the name of Jesus. They would be protected and kept preserved from the darkness and from the activities that pertend to this this celebration that's going to go on for today and tomorrow. We pray, O God, that there would be a restriction that we know that the enemy is like a dog on a leash, and we know that he can only go so far before he is tugged on and restrained. We pray for restraint in the name of Jesus. We pray for protection for every child, for every person that will be going about their normal business, but because of this event and its activities, that they are subject to being in danger. They're subject to mischief and foolishness and to trickery. And we thank you, Lord, that you are there, that the forces of heaven, you are Lord of hosts, that is the Lord of armies, and that your forces will surround your people and surround our communities in the name of Jesus. We pray today against the plans and purposes of individuals to be initiated into gangs and activities that are evil and dark, and that their plans would be frustrated. You would reveal and make manifest their plans and their activities so that there is relief and there is escape for anyone who is or might become the target of these dark and evil activities. We thank you for your angels of light that are surrounding our people, surrounding our communities, surrounding our children and our families in the name of Jesus, and that no darkness, the darkness must flee because of the presence of the light. We thank you, Lord, right now. And so, Lord, open the eyes of parents and adults and individuals for them to see that this is not simply a game or a fun thing, but that the intent and forces behind these activities are demonic and evil. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. We place a hedge of protection around our community, around our homes, around ourselves, around our ministries, our churches. Even now, Father, we pray right now, because you are God and you do rule and overrule. You're God, and no darkness is found in you. So we thank you today for the protection that is available to us. We thank you and we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask for strength and grace for the law enforcement officers and the law enforcement community so that today, Lord, their eyes would be sharp. They would know. They'd be able to smell the aroma of wickedness and move and intervene on your behalf to keep order, to keep sanity in place in the name of Jesus. All plans of the enemy will be made manifest beforehand so that you will get the praise, you will get the glory in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you today that we have a hiding place, and that's in you. That's found in you, a place of safety. You are the ark of safety. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers.
Yes.
We thank you,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
that we thank you, Lord, that we can have confidence in you, confidence in who you are, confidence that you rule over every situation in the schools today as well. We pray for peace in the schools, in the classrooms, and for those children who do not want to participate in these activities, Father, you would strengthen them, you would give them courage, you would give them peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So just keep a sense of God's presence with you today. It doesn't matter what the world is doing. God is doing what he's always done. He's still God, and he's going to be God all day today and all day tomorrow. He will still be God. And it may seem like the enemy has his hands strengthened, but in fact, he is already a defeated foe. He is defeated.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. He is under our feet. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
In the name
of
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for that reminder and prayer request. If there's any praise report or prayer request, we would like to take that, and then we are going to go into prayer for pastors and for those that are doing missions domestically, locally, or internationally. Any other prayer request?
Yes, good morning, Pastor.
Yes, good morning.
I would like to lift up one of my co-workers who had a tragic experience on Monday morning. She came to work, and about half an hour after she came to work,
today's Wednesday.
She got a call from back home. Her house was on fire. She lost everything. And on top of that, apparently it was an attempted robbery. Like, whoever did it was scoping her or marking her. As soon as she left home for work, they entered the house, and she had a friend staying there with her. They killed the friend, stabbed him up, killed him, and then set the house on fire. So her name is Miss Carol, and she has lost everything. The house burned, and she lost everything.
God will restore. God will restore.
Yes. So
her name is Carol?
We call her Miss Carol. Her name is Carol.
Okay.
And she is such a wonderful lady. She is such a wonderful lady, and our whole school is in bereavement because she is such a tragic for her. She not only lose her house, but she lose her dear friend in the and we are praying and asking that the police find whoever did this. Because they think it was an attempted robbery, and it had to be somebody who knew them.
Okay. Well, thank you for that prayer request. We are going to bring that before the throne of the Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder, those are kinds of events that you cannot even process. Your mind doesn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Your mind doesn't. It's just awful, and that's the face of evil right there.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you once again for the access we have, that we can come right into your throne room. We can come into your courts boldly. Mm-hmm. Father, we come now on behalf of Miss Carol.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We cannot imagine what it must be like. We just can't. It's too evil. It's too awful. But Father, we know that you have seen and heard and know what has happened.
You know.
Father, we thank you, Lord, that she can turn to you. She can call on you. You are there.
Lord.
You have not been destroyed.
Yes,
or affected negatively with this situation. So we put our hearts and our minds together in agreement for grace, that she would sense your love like never before.
Yes, like
would
never
sense
before,
your presence,
Lord.
Like never before.
Heart,
that you would be close. You would know that you are close and that you are her rock. You are the one that she can hold on to, even as her world seems to be overflowed by this evil set of circumstances. And Father, we know that even this, you can turn it into something good.
Yes,
Father,
you're able.
Touch her heart right now.
Yes, Lord.
To heal her.
Draw her closer
her heart
to you,
has to
Lord.
Be broken right now. It is broken because of the loss of her friend. And it does not make sense to any of us, including Miss Carol. Father, help her. Help her.
Yes, Lord.
Only the ways that you can. Help her in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' holy, matchless name,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Bless her. Bless her, Lord. In the way that you
bless her indeed.
Right now.
Heal
her of the pain that she's feeling right now. Great pain.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Like only you can,
yes, Lord.
Oh God,
oh,
I don't want
God. Bring her peace.
Peace. To our bosom, oh Lord.
Peace
God.
In the midst of this storm. Peace.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Pastor, stand in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
peace in the midst of this storm. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are our rock. Hallelujah.
Yes,
rescue her today, Lord. Rescue her from this situation. Hallelujah. Come in. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Feel your presence, oh God.
Oh,
let us
hallelujah.
Know that you are here. Oh,
yes.
God,
yes. Show yourself strong on her behalf.
Yes, Lord God. In the name
right
of
now.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory unto your name, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we declare that you are the hope of
yes.
glory in our life in
yes.
the name
yes.
of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God, that you will not
yes.
fear, you will not doubt. Oh God, but
yes.
it will increase our faith, it will increase our
we'll
trust
in
you.
Great
right
faith,
now.
Great faith, great faith.
Oh
God,
we bring her out.
Yes, hallelujah.
You said in trial, oh God, come to make us stronger. So we pray for her
yes.
strength right now.
Hallelujah.
In
the
name of
Jesus.
Everything can
glorious
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Show up and show up
yes.
in this situation, oh God.
Yes,
yes
Lord.
Father God. You know, God, it
in
was
name
only
of Jesus.
You. It's because you were on her side, hallelujah,
yes.
that everything hallelujah. Would be all right, oh God. Yes, Lord God, there'll be a testimony of your goodness,
yes,
of your grace, of your faithfulness, hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Lord, she would shout your name, hallelujah,
yes.
and give you all the praise. Oh,
yes,
yes,
hallelujah,
of what you've
glory.
Done for her.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord
yes.
God, she would
yes.
tell us. Oh, God, she will be
yes.
able to minister to others of your goodness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yay, Lord.
Yes,
yay, Lord.
Yes.
You.
Turn this
you.
Into a great testimony
yes,
for our glory.
In the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Yes, you're more than able.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you.
You
are a great God. You are a great God. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes, you are.
Praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is why
Father.
We pray. There are things that are so dark, we don't know what to do with it, such as that particular situation. We can't imagine. We can't do anything with it except call on Almighty God.
That's right.
That's all we can do. We can only call on Him. We can't. My mind is boggled. I can't even enter into something like that to begin to imagine the pain.
Yes, Pastor, we couldn't believe it because she just came. She came to work at 9, and we had just passed through the front door. She came in. She said good morning, and half an hour after the receptionist get a call, we heard on the intercom, Miss Carol returned to the front desk. And then by 10 o'clock, the next thing we heard that her house is on fire and her friend who lives with her. We thought that the fire had killed him, but on yesterday, well, it was on the news, we heard that he was stabbed up when they found his body. He was stabbed up. Apparently, somebody watched when she left, and we just thank God that, you know, she wasn't there when it happened because they probably might have killed her too.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
The person they watched when she left the house, and soon as she leave and they think, well, okay, she's gone, they enter the house and did this. And it had to be somebody who know them. Somebody who knew the family, that they caught the house on fire to cover up this crime.
Awful. Well, I'm sure you, like me, you're wondering, well, what can I do? I mean, this, you feel like you want to act.
We always share a word of God. We always share, you know, scripture together. She's saved. She goes to church. She's a woman of God, and you just cannot understand, you know. But the Bible says, out of every evil cometh good. So we are praying that some good. I am praying that God return everything tenfold, everything better than she had it before.
Yes.
That is my prayer.
Light comes out of darkness. And we have done what I believe the Lord would have us do today, and that was to intercede for her. We pray, God, that she would stay in her right mind, because it's boggling my mind right now to even try to process that. And to be inside and in the midst of it, it has to be extremely taxing on the mind and spirit. And so we thank God that we were able to lift her up today, her and her family, and, you know, that God would have His way in this situation, and that the perpetrator would be apprehended, because God is a just God. They will discover and find Him. God is God of justice and fairness, and He is a just judge, and He will see to it. And so thank you for sharing that with us, and we pray for your strength, Christine, that, you know, you would be able to just be comforted for yourself as well, and for the school, for all of the staff and all of the students, that they would be comforted in this difficult situation. These things are just mind-boggling. They do not make any kind of sense. You look for logic and you can't find any. So we just have to lean on the Lord. And He put His arms around us and around all concerned, and with great warmth and love, comfort everyone. Well, this is what we do, and this is why I think that all of you are very special, that you would take the time to embrace situations and represent them to the Lord as you could. And so we serve a mighty God. Awesome things are ahead. We serve a mighty God. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Well, let me just close in prayer here as I pray for pastors and for missionaries. Father, we thank you for the pastors, the men and women that you have called to serve in the office of shepherds and pastors over flocks. We pray right now that you would strengthen each pastor right now. Strengthen each pastor in his or her inner being right now. Where there's weariness, you replace it with new zeal, new enthusiasm. Where there's weakness, replace it with strength in the name of Jesus. Where vision is fading, you give them a new and give us a new vision. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the missionaries, those who you have called and who have gone because they have been sent. We pray that favor goes ahead of them, Lord, through airports, various situations that they're in right now, Lord. Open the doors, and Father, as they come against the gates of hell, give them a sense of victory, a sense of strength coming from you, directly from you, as they function in their particular assignment. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your people everywhere on this day, that every believer would be strengthened. Every believer strengthened and be able to stand stronger on this day. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, it's still Wednesday, October 30, and God is still on the throne. Walk with him today. Walk with him. He's with you. He came.
Hallelujah. Have a glorious day, everybody.
Hallelujah. Be blessed.
Yeah, have a blessed day.
Pastor, I'll see you later.
Good. Thank you. Bless. We'll see you later. Have a safe trip in. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise
God bless
the Lord.
My pastor, Dr. Aubrey Gregory.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah.